Hi, friend. My name is Amy Joy, and this is the Make Prayer Beautiful podcast. In 2023, Heidi Baker with Iris Global came to Charlottesville, and I wasn't able to go and see her because I had a different conference that I needed to attend because I was hosting it. But in 2024, she came back for an evening, and I had the privilege to go along with my five boys. And it was very beautiful to hear what she had to say. And she started off her talk with a story about how she was in South Korea and she was worshiping. She was face down on the carpet, and she said it was a beautiful red plush carpet. It was very nice to be face down there. And she said, I am not a person who goes and hangs out in the green room. I am a worshiper. And so when it's time to worship, I am all in for worship. And then she said, people know not to interrupt me during worship. I'm doing my thing with the Lord. It's one of the ways that I have the rivers of living water flowing. Like, please just let me be where I am. And that time she had a tap on her shoulder and a tap and a tap, and the taps kept coming. And finally she sat up, and it was one of her adopted sons. And he said, Mama Heidi, I need you to listen to this. And she said, no, I'm not going to listen to this. I'm in the middle of worship. And he, being a former street child, was very insistent. And she was equally insistent. No, I need to be with the Lord. Leave me alone. And suddenly he pulled out his phone and he pressed play, or maybe it was a message or maybe it was a video, but anyway, and he held it to her ear. And she said, all I heard were screams. Because the Zambezi River Dam had just broken, and I don't know, tens of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people had lost their homes. And I'm assuming that there were plenty who had also lost their lives, though she didn't mention that. And in that moment, this is a really strong word. In that moment, the Lord said to her, don't ever close your ears to the cry of the poor. Because I never close my ears. Whew. And so she looped back to that story at the end of her message, because she said, it's beautiful to have the message, what would Jesus do? It's beautiful. But we also need to have a greater understanding of the message, what would Jesus think? Because she said, for me, I didn't want to hear that cry in the middle of worship. I was happy. I was in the presence of the Lord. And having to pull away in order to deal with the actual practical reality of the poor who were suffering and in pain and screaming. Who could deal with that? Who could deal with that? And she said, and yet, Jesus knew how to deal with that. He wouldn't have been pulled away and said, you know what, just, I'm not going to deal with that. Just let me be. That he somehow knew how to operate with his Father in that moment. And please understand, she's not saying overextend yourself. She's not saying that Jesus didn't take time away. I think the point is more that when the Lord is calling you to do something, even if it's not the most comfortable, that you need to step out. And that there is a time and a place. And the Lord makes that time and the place, but that we also need to be renewing our minds. That he's not inviting us to be, exhausted and weary, but that he's inviting us to be walking out difficult things with him. Whew. Lord, I don't actually even know how to deal with this word. It's a very uncomfortable word, and I don't understand the practical ramifications. I really don't understand very much at all. But Lord, I love the call to say, what would Jesus think? Or how would Jesus think? Lord, I do want to have the renewing of my mind. I want to be in that place where my mind is being renewed according to what you have to say. That I would be listening to the assignment that you have for me, not distracted by ones from other people, but fully attentive to what you have. Thank you, Lord. Amen.